very pleasant good day to you. It is Monday, and this is episode 27 of the Bobby Dooley Podcast. And I'm here with my husband, Steve. I'm Bobby Dooley, and this is the Bobby Dooley Podcast. And Steve, we had a big weekend.
Yeah, I've had a fall-tacular and everything.
Our fall-tacular was this past weekend, and I want to thank, first of all, our runway models, who are the third level of membership in the Circle of Taste. Those of you who have been following me on our fan blog, on Facebook. I know it's...
Probably Facebook.
Yeah, I think it's Facebook. We have posted the three requirements before Circle of Taste Inner Chamber membership, and want to thank to that end Shanka Locke and Amanda Bonehunt, two of our membership council Inner Chamber members who organized the runway models and had them working security. Those were the gals that you might have seen with the lower rocker panel on the back of the pink leather jackets. Some people have made the comment, are they, what's that all about? You know, and they're all, are you for real? And I'm like, what are you talking about? And they're all, well, they look like motorcyclists and of the, you know, of the percenters or something. I said, I don't know what you're talking about, but we do like sort of the outlaw chic.
Yeah, that's the outlaw chic.
Yeah, the outlaw chic. And so to that end, you know, we have designed our Circle of Taste jackets. We had no problems this year with Ron and his brother, Gary Hereford. They are two gentlemen who like to crash our dances. They come in and they do dances that will embarrass themselves and others. They do a variety of dances that look as if they have some kind of physical tic, as if they have some sort of muscular dystrophy. They crouch, they bang their chests with their wrists, they stagger around the room, and they look embarrassing. And then finally we have to just chase them out of there. They go into full squats. This is all documented. Finally, a couple of our runway models went over to both of them and politely ushered them off the dance floor. Things got a little ugly because both of these men decided they wanted to get physical. The girls got physical back. That involved a couple of my favorite crystal serving trays. Hello.
Yeah, I know, and we got them at Harrods in London and everything.
I got them at Harrods in London. They were very expensive, but the gals did what they had to do. Both of these crystal serving trays wound up being broken over the heads and faces of the Hereford brothers.
Wow.
Yeah. See, this is what happens. So both of these crystal serving trays wound up being broken across the face of Gary Hereford and over the head of Ron, both of them bleeding pretty significantly from head wounds and face lacerations, were dragged then behind the maintenance shed up in the yucca phase, and that's where I believe they spent the night. When I got up Sunday morning, their car was gone. I saw the blood trail. I haven't heard anything. I don't think they're going to the police because that is... not a smart thing to do. Well, we're very happy to be with you. We did have a wonderful fall-tacular.
We raised a lot of money, and the thing I want to say is that please don't ask us where the money goes, and please don't ask us what the charity is about. It's legitimate, but we don't want to blab about it because it makes us look like we think that it doesn't smell bad, and also, too, it makes us think that maybe you are, you know, snooping around like for a newspaper or something.
Yeah, we had a call from the LA Times, Worst Wordersham, who is a writer over there for their Valley section, and he asked me some questions, and I said, you know, Worst, I don't think I want to answer these questions. You're being pushy, and you're all Mr., you know, who do you think you are, Carl, you know, Woodward, the Burnwood, or, you know, the...
Yeah, that was on a President's Men.
Yeah, on the president's men. And I said, look, I mean, what's this about? You know, are you for real? And he's all, well, where's the money go? And I said, you know something? My father used to say, if someone has to ask where the money's going, obviously they don't know. You know?
Yeah, that's, yeah. That's so, God, that's so true. I wish I, yeah.
It really is. So, and he's all, nah, ha, ha, ha. And I went, oh my God. And I just slammed the phone down on him. And then I did get a call from Annie Gabardine. She really disappointed. I love you, Annie, if you're listening. I just, you know, I love you dearly like a sister, but you are, you, first of all, you look terrible in that suit. You're gaining a lot of weight. You've got a couple of chins, yes. And your ass is huge in that suit. You know? And asking me where the money went, I told you that same thing I told Mr. Winter. I don't really.
Do you want a sedative?
Later on,
my wife is getting, and that, and you, and Ms. Gabardine, you did it too.
You really, really did. I'm feeling nauseous right now, thinking of how big your ass got, and how much you're not my friend no more, or anymore, is what I meant. On to some brighter news. Oh, this was a little embarrassing. Do you know the Delatoise?
Yeah, Randy.
Randy and Wanda were at the Fall Tacket. It was right after the fertility dance that Steve and I do. It's after I'm introduced as the Fall Goddess. I came in full headdress. You can see the pictures, by the way, on our Facebook fan page.
Yeah, Bobby's in it. He's got a big headdress and everything.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm coming in with a big, tall headdress. Well, then Steve and I go into the frenzied fertility dance, which is all good fun, but we do. It's very serious because we're celebrating the fall. I don't know, the fall equinox or the...
They call it the autumn nox.
Yeah, the autumn nox. I call it the egg nox, and it always gets a big, big laugh.
I love that so much.
Mm-hmm. But, you know, we do have a certain pagan ritual. It has nothing to do with what you're thinking. It is the fertility festival. I slip my thong down very briefly. There are no children present. And then I pull it back up. And I pull my jeans back up.
Yeah, so what it is, Bobby bends over, pulls the thong down, pulls her cheeks apart, goes ha ha ha, then...
Yeah, so it's very quick. And, of course, you know, who was at last year's Falltacular Fertility Dance, but Worst Wertersham from the L.A. Times. And I looked and I went, oh, well, I guess you got an eyeful. And I'm looking at him like, what a creep, you know?
Yeah, that's how hard up you are, Wertersham?
Yeah, I know. You're getting your heart up. What do you mean?
Well, I mean, just to see it nude.
Well, yeah, I mean, you know, what a creep coming over and, you know, getting your jollies that way, just all, ooh. So anyway, afterward, I was standing in front of the Seven Layer Dip, and we had really a lot of cleanup to do, and I was a little bit stunned, but Randy Delatoise walked by, and he said, boy, that was some dance, and he nudged me with his elbow on my right boob, Steve. His elbow hit my boob.
Damn it. Oh, man, damn it. I'm so...
Take it easy, Steve.
Oh, no, I'm going to... Oh, damn it. Oh, man.
Well, he did. He hit my boob and everything.
Oh, man, I gotta hurt him.
Well, anyway, I was so shocked. I was stunned. My mouth fell open. I was like, did you just elbow my boob? I mean, what's that about? And so I was off balance. I turned. I knew I was going to not fall, but I knew I'd have to sit down because I wasn't going to be able to stand. I was going to have to be off my feet. I was falling, sort of, but more sitting down. And I turned and I knew the only real recourse I had was to sit down in the dip. And so I sat down slowly and I just sort of settled into the dip, sitting in it. The Seven Layer Dip, it gave, and I was up to mid butt cheek in it. And Randy looked at me and went, oh, wow. He pulled me up, grabbed a towel, and spent the next 20 minutes, Steve, cleaning dip off of my derriere, squeezing the cheeks, probing. Okay.
Oh, God, I hate him for... Did he probe?
Yes, he did. Two fingers probed, you know, giving the excuse, oh, there's some dip here. Oh, look. You know.
Oh, man. Okay, that's all there is to that.
Steve, just take it easy, honey. It's going to be all right. You know, consider the source. He's really just trash in a lot of ways. Although they did move into, you know, the 8,000 square foot Yucca Plan home, which I really want to move up there. They've got the separate guest house. They're on 3 acres, 8,000 square feet. The Yucca Plan is all that and more. And I'm almost getting emotional thinking about it.
Yeah, Bobby, I'll do everything I can. I'll work triple overtime shifts, and even if I have the chest pains come back.
No, I don't want you to do that, although I sort of do. But in any event, I did allow him to probe me and to, you know, squeeze the butt cheeks because,
okay,
he's an important person to know. So that's our Faultacular report, and I'm sort of all out of things to talk about now that I'm thinking about him putting his greasy mitts on me and probing and having his way with me. And God, Steve, I wish you'd been there to beat him up or, you know.
Oh, I'm gonna... God damn it.
Bobby Dooley's Wardrobe by Guy of Italy. Come to Guy of Italy in the Brookser Shopping Center.
The Bobby Dooley Podcast is executive produced by Phil Hendry for Siempre Incorporated, all rights reserved, on the Sideshow Network.
I'm Bobby Dooley. Until we meet again next time, which will be episode, I guess, 28. I hate having to ask.
Yeah, let me see. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8.
Do you have to go through all of them?
Yeah, I'm counting them now. Oh, wait, now I got to start again. 1, 2, 3, 4.
I'm sorry, dear, to make you do this.
Oh, that's okay. Well, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15.
Yes, 28.
Well, who are you, Wiffner, to do? I'm Bobby Dooley. Until we meet next time, goodbye, homegirl.
Yeah, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. I can't count as fast as you.